Chapter 8. Layla has an idea. It was Ethan on the hill. But why is he here, alone, before the start of the break? Is he still angry with me about yesterday? Layla asked herself.
Hi, Layla,
said Ethan in a low voice as she sat down.
Where were you this morning?
Layla smiled. He was still talking to her. Why are you out here alone? She asked. But Ethan looked away without speaking. Ethan? Layla was worried. He was acting in a very strange way. Then, suddenly, he began to cry. Ethan, oh my God, are you okay?
Shh, it's going to be okay, she said softly, touching his back.
Well, he's my friend and he's sad, she thought. Allah, forgive me for this, she prayed. After a few minutes, Ethan stopped crying.
I'm sorry, he said, without looking at Layla. People say that boys shouldn't cry.
That's not true, Layla said. This is not the 1950s. My dad cries all the time. He cries when he watches a movie or when I win something. Crying is not a boy or girl thing. It's a feelings thing. And boys have feelings, don't they?
It's okay, Layla. It's not so important.
But it is important, Ethan. Last year, I did some homework about how boys sometimes hurt themselves because they don't talk about their feelings. I don't want you to hurt yourself.
Look behind you, Ethan suddenly said.
Layla turned round to see Peter Cox standing behind her.
Talking about feelings, are you? He laughed. Well, you can talk about those feelings after I win the GDT.
Layla did not have time for Peter right now. After talking to Ethan, she had an idea why Peter might hate her so much. Who cares about that? She said to him. Are you going to sit down or stand there trying to look like a big man? Then she turned her back and waited. This was an important moment. Is he going to shout at me or try to fight? She asked herself. Or is he going to sit down and be part of the group? She watched Peter turn round and then walk away. When school ended that day, everyone ran for their bags, except Ethan. He sat in his chair, looking at nothing. It's home time, Layla said. Let's go. Ethan got out of his chair and started to walk slowly to the door. Layla pushed his back. She wanted him to move faster.
Get off me,
he shouted, suddenly turning and pushing her hands away. He continued to walk, but Layla stood where she was, shocked. This was not like Ethan. He was a quiet person. I'm sorry, she said, running after him. I shouldn't touch you or push you. But if you need anything, then I'm here for you, okay? Ethan nodded without speaking. Can I give you a hug? He nodded again. Layla put her arms around him, held him close, and gave him a big hug. It was a hug between friends, and to make him feel better. And, well, he was cute. I have to go now, she told him after the hug. Text me, okay? That night, in bed, Layla suddenly sat up, excited. She had an idea. I'm going to make an edible robot bear that gives hugs, Layla told Mr. Gilvary the next morning. It's wonderful because only the arms have to move, so I can make the body of the bear out of anything.
Maybe something else that is edible, like a cookie, Mr. Gilvary said.
Yes, said Layla. Then you add the arms to the bear. The arms are straight, but when they're actuated, they give you a hug.
Layla looked down at her drawings. She was thinking hard. This was great. No one else had a robot like hers. The idea came to her in the night when she thought about hugging Ethan. Just that small thing immediately made him feel better. The robot could be a gift. It could show people that hugs were important, that it was important to take care of other people. After that, you can eat it. Layla showed Mr. Gilvary all her drawings.
Good, he said. If you work hard, you can build the robot by the day of the competition. It's next week, remember?
It's next week? Layla was shocked.
Didn't you check when you registered? Asked Mr. Gilvary.
But Layla was not really listening. I could ask Mr. Gilvary what he's talking about, she thought to herself, but she was already in shutdown mode. Mr. Gilvary was still talking about registration papers, and she watched his mouth move, but she was not listening.
Don't forget to email your registration papers to the GDT, he was saying. The competition works like this. In the first part of the competition, they look at the different robots. Only 25% of students go to the next part of the competition. You can join another group if you don't get to the second part.
Bye, Mr. Gilvary, Layla suddenly said, in the middle of his sentence. She was never going to join someone else's team. Mr. Gilvary looked a little shocked that Layla was leaving so quickly. But Layla needed time to sit down and think about her design. She needed to win this competition. That afternoon in the tech room, Layla looked at her seventh drawing of Huggy Bear, a bear made out of edible parts that you could put together. The body and legs of the bear were made of licorice, a black sweet. The arms were made from gummy worms, and the head was a lollipop, a hard, round sweet. Layla knew that she needed to use a mold to make the arms. She wrote, "The Actuator Arms," at the top of a new piece of paper. Then she drew arms of different shapes and sizes. Her final drawing looked like lots of squares of ice joined together. These made the arms. She planned to melt gummy worms together. She wanted them to be strong, but to be able to move.
Mama, Layla asked, after dinner, can we go to the shops? I want to buy a mold and start to melt and to test the gummy worms.
Yes, Mama said. Ozzy, you can come too if you want to ask about jobs in some more shops.
I've already been to every shop in the shopping centre. Nobody has called me, but they still have signs saying that they have jobs.
I know you don't want me to help you, Mama replied, but maybe I can ask at the hospital if there are any jobs for beginners.
Okay, fine, he said.
When they returned from the shops, Layla put three bags of gummy worms in a saucepan. She mixed them slowly until they melted together. Now they looked like a thick, sweet soup. After half an hour, Baba said,
"That's enough. Let's put it in the molds."
Layla filled five molds. They were like little, straight arms. Then she cleaned the kitchen and went to bed. Tomorrow was Friday, and she planned to test the robots at school.